Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
For almost 8 decades, the United Nations has served as a shared global platform to promote international peace and security, sustainable development, and human rights. This month, the United Nations will hold its annual General Assembly. During this year's session, the United States will focus on 3 overarching policy priorities. The first is working together to address conflict and crises in places like Ukraine, Gaza, Sudan, Haiti, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Burma, where hundreds of millions of people face danger and uncertain futures. The United States is committed to working with partners and the UN to promote stability in pursuit of a free, open, secure, and prosperous world. Another goal of the UNGA must be to revitalize overstretched humanitarian support systems. The United States remains the largest single donor of humanitarian aid through the UN. At the same time, the UN is committed to working toward a global system that brings more tools and resources to bear and prioritizes cooperation and burden sharing. The United States firmly believes that the UN, including the Security Council, must be inclusive in order to be credible, legitimate, and effective. This is why President Joe Biden reaffirmed U.S. support for an expanded Security Council during last year's general debate, when he called for more voices and more perspectives at the table. The United States remains committed to accelerating progress on the Sustainable Development Goals and to reinvigorate the multilateral system so that it is better positioned to deliver solutions on the issues that matter most to the lives and livelihoods of people. The United States looks forward to the Summit of the Future, during which the UN membership will reaffirm its commitment to accelerate progress on the Sustainable Development Goals. Recognizing the need for reforms, the U.S. is urging the UN and its member states to pursue a modernization agenda to adapt to the evolving challenges. That includes modernizing the Security Council, which should remain central to addressing threats to international peace and security. It also includes an evolution of the multilateral development bank system to better address poverty and promote prosperity. The U.S. will continue to support the UN as a global platform to promote international peace and security, sustainable development, and human rights.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.